Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I don't really think that if this gift is for you, that you have to involve your father in it whatsoever. I think you could put this in a bank account and do whatever you wished for it.
But
I think,
Julia,
this is
do you remember how we talked about how fun it would be to have a brand new jukebox?
To come home to?
Yes, exactly. When you come home for the holidays. Game 7's in Boston, and it's at 8 a.m. So
it's
get there early.
Tuesday morning. Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. It's going to be fantastic. He drove by Stephen King's radio station. And it says on the sign, it says Stephen King's Classic
Isn't
Rock
it
of Maine.
K-U-J-O?
I'm not sure. Cujo.
FM.
K-U-G-O.
The big dog.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Here is a programming note for tomorrow. Rob Spiewak will be not in residence because he is going to one of those commonly placed Tuesday morning graduations.
Mike, it's 8 a.m., but the doors open at 6:45
a.m.?
Yes!
Oh, geez.
Who is this? Wade? Is Wade Baird? Does he have anything to do
with
this?
Wade doesn't make policy, Mike. Wade just communicates.
Where do they graduate?
They will be graduating. Well, we will know as of 6 p.m. tonight.
What do you mean?
Because it's weather contingent. It's weather contingent. If it's going to look like rain, right now it doesn't. But if it rains, they'll be in the gym with overflow people.
Well, that's standard. That's
watching SOP. in the auditorium on closed circuit television. Otherwise, it's going to be at the stadium, the football stadium. Fortune
that's
Field.
SOP. They always have that. And is there a chance of rain? Is that what
it's very light chance right now, but it could be in the overnight. So they'll make a decision at 6 p.m. this evening.
Okay, for any father or mother that is slaying the dragon out there that cannot take the time to go there. Who graduations are like Friday nights or Saturday morning.
Well, especially if they're at the school and it's not anywhere special.
It's a high school graduation. What are they doing?
This seems to be the policy throughout Loudoun County as I looked at the different graduation dates and times for the schools. And here's another great thing. They had all the days to choose. They choose not only a weekday morning at 8 a.m., but they're doing it on the same day as the Virginia primaries. So the parking lot should be fun.
I know how schools work because I'm kind of getting back into that again. Nobody really asks. Nobody really tells. Nobody knows. Nobody has the information. You just go lambs to the slaughter like lemmings and go to that. So for the dads and moms that aren't going to be able to make it, my sympathies to you. That's that kind of sucks.
I went to two graduation parties over the weekend. I didn't make it to a third one because I just had enough. And the only thing the parents are saying is, five tickets. Did you get five tickets? I got five tickets. You got five tickets? Five tickets. Five tickets? Five tickets. So they're making sure that, you know, you can only bring.
So you've had enough of graduation stuff.
I'm actually kind of dreading tomorrow.
Really?
I should be excited.
Just too
I?
Much, right?
Yeah, who's going?
It'll be me, my mom, Robert, Carrie, and Tim and Michelle. My brother and sister-in-law will be there.
So the whole
we'll be in the
Where's
stadium.
Where's Grandpa Bob?
Grandpa Bob's at the beach. He can't make it. But I will. I'll FaceTime him the actual.
You know what
moment.
I like about Grandpa Bob? He dances to his own drummer.
Hey, he does what he wants.
You know what I like about Grandpa Bob is he realizes that our name starts with S, and he would be sitting there a long time.
Yeah, it's quite a show. You know, both the high schools and the colleges. So you've pretty much. It sounds like you're up to here with the
pretty much
graduation.
Yeah,
thing.
The party. Well, our party was great. We had a great time, and it was very sweet. And as Julia, I'm very very. This doesn't undermine my proudness, my pride in my daughter, but I'm ready for it to be over.
Well, on that note, we have a mystery guest that's gonna tell you all about. He's wise beyond his years.
Oh, yeah.
No, not beyond his years because he's old. Let's put him on the phone right now. Do we have our mystery guest standing by?
He is on.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
hi,
ladies. Hi, Maddie. Is that a new? Do you have a new person that you greet?
Hi, Carla.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting.
Hi, Maddie.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Dirk Vastrick calling from Spokane, Washington. What did Pony just hand him?
No, it was it's a letter. I don't know. I haven't read it.
Give me that letter so I know.
Yeah, give him the letter, Pony. Duh.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Dirk, how are you?
Fantastic.
That's wonderful. Hey. You're we appreciate you getting up early. I take it you are in Spokane at this hour?
I am in Spokane at this hour. I'm sitting here just chomping at the bit.
Dirk Vastrick called last week. I had a conversation with Dirk and wanted to do something and asked me if what would be good timing. And I said, well, how about Monday? So he's calling in now, and it's all on you, Dirk. I'm not going to steal any of your thunder.
Thanks. Hey, Rob.
Yes.
Have a great day off tomorrow, and congratulations to you and Carrie for high school graduate number one.
Thank you, and we're really hoping that someday there will be two.
We fans have had a blast listening to Julia, you know, from the old days with the hello through the Julia Jellybean fiasco and the wisdom teeth and all the way to today's award-winning graphic artist. So the fan club set up a Facebook site which might have contributed to Julia receiving a few extra orders for her artwork.
Oh, you're very sweet. Yeah, thank you.
Very cool.
But we also realize that starting college is going to come with some expenses and that the sale of a few pieces of artwork might not cover all of that kind of stuff. You know, like, oh, books and portfolios and a laptop. And so we invited folks to contribute to a gift for Julia. And Pony has a printed list for you and Julia containing all the well wishes of the donors. And Rob, over just 9 days at the end of last month, 112 of your closest friends in the TMOS fan club donated to Julia's graduation gift. And it's all cash to be used as you and Julia see fit. And I'm pleased to announce that the grand total for Julia's gift is
$3,600.
Wow. Yay, wow. Dirk!
Guys, wow.
That's like a scholarship, a chunk of, scholarship type of thing. That's incredible.
Wow. Thank you guys so much. As you were talking, I sort of saw this unfold. I didn't think it would be that. Spoiler alert, I did not think it would end with that number. We've been really struggling and scraping because as we can finance most of the college stuff, she is going to be required to buy a brand new, very specific computer to be able to do what she does. And we're very worried about that. And
I guess
we don't need to worry about that.
The letter
anymore.
Is redundant. It ruins the surprise.
Okay.
Yeah, yes.
The letter that he handed to Rob
and I stole
right before Dirk
right away,
was.
Yes, yes.
Hey,
yes.
Pony.
Look, I'm just doing what he asked me to do.
I said, Dirk doesn't run the show, Pony.
Yeah.
We
Pony,
do.
You, sure. Yeah.
We
yeah.
do.
That's
Dirk,
right.
try not
yeah.
to ruin your own surprise next time. Because what happened for those of you at home, Dirk.
I don't know because I'm up here.
Yeah, Dirk had instructed Pony to print out, and Pony, you know, does as he's told.
Sometimes.
And to print out what Dirk just released in old TMOS fashion and give it to the person that's about to receive the gift before the gift is announced. And what we do in this world of professional broadcasting is read the copy as it's coming in so we glance at it. And, if Rob, before he even had it in his hand, if I hadn't stolen it away from him, he would have glanced at it and the surprise would have been ruined.
This was tough because Dirk was nice enough to contact me and give me a heads up on this and let me know, how I wanted to proceed with that. And, you know, I said, well, when do you want to call? He said, I can do it anytime. I said, well, how about Monday before the graduation?
And
I'll let Rob, I'm not going to pile on Rob. This is Rob's thing. But the generosity of this fan club.
Unreal.
And for someone who does, you know, you can put it to whatever you want to put it to. You and Julia have to decide that. But yeah, the computers for her major, which is graphic design,
it's probably pretty significant. This is for someone who doesn't use the word a lot. This is an incredible blessing. This is something that will really, really take a lot of stress off mom and dad, and also make her first semester she can hit the ground running. And to have you guys think of her and think of our family at this time, and I. Again, as I said, even though I'm a little up to here with graduation, it doesn't diminish my pride in my daughter.
Yeah, that's why I was a perfect setup for you bitching about graduation.
Yeah. These messages, Mike, I can give Rob the beautiful messages.
Oh, there's Georgia. Actual
just,
messages.
Just give us three or four if you don't mind.
All right. Wonderful. a second. Follow your dreams, Julia. Thank you for allowing us to watch you grow up. Way to go, Julia. Can't wait to see you shine. Congratulations. Greatest gift you can give Rob is something for his kids. She is awesome and will really appreciate all this and is so blessed to do it. Happy graduation. Congratulations, Julia. Or should I just call you Art? We can do that. Julia, Art. Truly an incredible human. Happy to send her to some love as she goes off to college.
Aww.
But Dirk, can you talk about how this, whose idea, where did this come from? Is this from you and Steve and all those great people? I mean, you guys just do so much. It's amazing.
Well, actually the idea came from someone else and, she suggested it to me.
Was it Julia?
I said, well, let's kind of make this happen.
No, it wasn't Julia's idea.
Well, no, I know that Carla and Dirk have been working together.
Oh, oh my sweet. God, really?
That's sweet. Well, since he didn't mention a name.
Yeah, why don't you mention a name? Jeez,
Does the person want to be anonymous?
We pretty much are keeping it all anonymous. Inside of the letter, I mentioned it so that Rob will know. But there are three or four principles that kind of help hold the thing.
You included.
And then the whole thing just kind of snowballed and built a life of its own. And frankly, Rob, we didn't have the expectation of that total either when we started out.
Well,
but the thing just seemed to blow up and keep going and going. And please do give our very best to Julia.
She is right now at, believe it or not, graduation practice. But I will text her as soon as this show is complete. And I assure you, I cannot, with the notion of 75 more minutes of show to go, I can't read any more of those messages. But I will read them in their entirety as soon as the mics are off. Thank you guys so, so much. It's so nice to be thought of and have my daughter honored in that way. You guys are pretty incredible people, and I love you all.
Thank you.
Dirk?
Hello? Thanks, guys.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Dirk, is there anything you wanted to add to that? Or is the, you know, this is just, it's difficult, I know, for Rob. It's always interesting to, I'm thrilled with, and I told you this and via text and on the phone, that the fan club has done so many wonderful things.
I can't remember.
And
if I had emotion, I'd be crying right now.
Yeah.
If you weren't a soulless monster.
I wasn't soulless. But to see you care right. so much and tear up, it really means.
Well, it's the God's honest truth. I mean, as when you get right down to it, and I experienced a lot of this weekend, I see not only her, but her friends that I've known since they've been in second grade.
Right.
And they've turned into such incredible young people, and they're so on fire and ready to go out and make a difference. And it's horrifying that I'm losing her out of my home, but it's an amazing feeling to know what the next chapter holds. And that's, I think, why I'm so conflicted and torn
up.
And
she's a legacy.
And she's a legacy.
She's a legacy.
As Robert is in the grocery business. He hasn't gotten the job yet, but he'll be a fifth generation grocery jockey.
Dirk, I will tell you, in my career, I've never had a relationship with people that support what we do like we do with the passionate people for this show. You buy our stuff, you sell out our shows, mm-hmm. you do so much, and then you do stuff above and beyond. And you know, it's so gratifying to have a group of people that care that much and that are really responsible for this whole thing continuing. It's amazing, and you're all to be commended. And you know, and this is a situation where you've made somebody's life better, and God bless you all for that, Dirk. We all appreciate it, not just Rob.
On behalf of Julia, too, wow. I mean, she's an incredible young lady, and thank you for honoring her with this. This is very incredible.
Well, you know, you guys make our lives better every day, and this is just a chance for us to return that back and say, hey, the TMOS fan club appreciates what you do for us, too.
Yeah, more good thank shows you. Coming. We'll see you all in Las Vegas, Dirk. Thank you, and God bless you.
Yeah!
All right, there we go. See you later.
In the future, when a guest requests anything, you got to run it by one of us first.
Sure, because, I will do that.
Because Dirk doesn't know, and again, let me get back to this letter.
It would have wrecked the whole speech for Dirk, for Rob to read it. Yeah. Right.
But I mean, Dirk's instructions.
And Oscar and I kept it on. I called Oscar after Dirk called me and said, we're going to do this on Monday. And the conversation with Oscar went... you know, along the lines of, I thought it would be best for Monday. So make sure Rob doesn't know what's going on and let Pony know because the call. And then I come in to the studio and I I say to Oscar, I said, are we all set with our mystery guest? Yeah. And Oscar goes, what mystery guest? And that's when I began to panic. Yes. And then it was all, and then Pony, who had not communicated that to you, jumped right in. I'm glad we're able to pull stuff off.
Same.
It's pretty close to a miracle.
It's shocking.
I mean, it's truly a miracle.
Those papers coming in and then swooping them away.
Yes.
I know.
And for a man that doesn't want all the names revealed, Dirk, when you have secrets, don't have one of the team members print them out and then give it to the person so it looks like he has to read it.
Right.
Well, no, with all the names on there.
Look, I'll let Rob get the letter, and Rob, you can do what
you want. We're terrible spies.
You can see feet. Dirk was the point guy on this, and I'm going along with his wishes, and I think that's, you decide what you want to do, and obviously you'll be reaching out
and getting the... We have none of it.
We don't. But it's good. I mean, it's fun. Great. It's good for, for Julia, because they require a, Dirk said computer, and you said computer, so maybe she could be able to get a nice
This is really sort of like a surprise, clever twist ending to something that I was dreading. This is the Sixth Sense all over again. Mm. It's an incredible timing, and the whole deal is just sort of mind-blowing.
I have another announcement, another major announcement on a policy that we have. Mm. Because of this and other things, it's the TMOS gift tax. TMOS gift tax. It matches the highest tax rate, income tax rate.
Okay.
So that basically 46% of every gift that comes into any member will go into the TMOS.
Mike.
It's a slush fund, Mike. And what happens at the end of the year, we divide it into three ways and we mail it to Florida.
Well, I don't think we won't have to pay state tax. It'll be fine.
Of course.
It'll pass.
So, do you have anything else that you're? I think we've covered it, right? We've done that.
I'm kind of
spectacular. It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. It's wonderful. And I'm sort of at a loss for words. And it's going to take a little while to gel.
Can you possibly? And this is a wild card here. This could ruin the show.
Yep.
This could ruin the moment.
No. All right.
What but
Mike, you know how
soulless.
I like to roll. We like to live on the edge.
Hmm.
What about calling your daughter and telling her on the show?
If she picks up, we can try that. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm in the same. And mine's 23, going to be 23 years old.
She is at graduation practice right now, so I don't know exactly if she will have a phone service. But, Pony, I'm going to send you her phone number.
Why don't you call her first? Say, we'll call you right back. So she picks up because she's dad on the phone.
Okay, let's see if she answers.
And then she's some random number. She won't be like,
she's texted me today.
Not dealing with this today.
Dialing her right now.
I find the people in my life that don't answer me, Mike.
Hey, Julia. You okay? Okay, you sound a little hoarse. We're going to take a small break on the show, but we want to call you back on the air in about 5 minutes. We'd be able to answer? Okay, we'll call you in about five. I love you.
I'm right, saying make sure you answer your phone. Will you be able to ask? You know, asking. Oh, she will.
I'm sorry, were you saying something?
Oh, yeah, I was just talking to myself.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
All right, so...
Even that was too big of an audience.
We should break now?
Yes, we should. Let us start the program.
All right. TMOS to break.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You will see the final bottom line requires the factoring in of not just the material and construction costs, but also the architect's fees and the costs of land servicing.
Oh, you left out a bunch of stuff.
Like what, for instance?
Well, first of all, you're going to have to grease the local politicians for the sudden zoning problems that always come up. Then there's the kickbacks to the carpenters. And if you plan on using any cement in this building, I'm sure the team should like to have a little chat with you. And that'll cost you. Oh, and don't forget a little something for the building inspectors. Then there's a long-term cost, such as waste disposal. I don't know if you're familiar with who runs that business, but I assure you it's not the Boy Scouts.
That'll be quite enough, Mr. Mellon. Maybe bribes and kickbacks and mafia payoffs are how you do business. But they are not part of the legitimate business world. And they're certainly not part of anything I'm teaching in this class. Do I make myself clear?
Sorry, just trying to help, that's all.
Now, the next question for us is where to build our factory.
How about fantasy land?
You waiting for me?
Yes, I was. Look, I know I'm only a freshman, but what do you say you and I have dinner tonight? We could talk about Joyce. She's my favorite writer.
Well, you're not the usual freshman, but I'm sorry I can't. Actually, I'd like to join you, but I have class tonight.
How about tomorrow night?
I have class then, too.
I'll tell you what, then. Why don't you call me sometime when you have no class?
What are you doing here?
Oh, I'm taking notes for Mr. Mellon.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for the program. If you are a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Eagle River, Alaska, to Rancho Penasquitos, California. From Crescent Bar, Washington, to Dykesville, Wisconsin. From Wetopetlock, Maine.
Yes!
To Lima, New York. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by our wonderful good friends at ZipRecruiter, ladies and gentlemen. Finding a new job, it's a lot of work.
Yes.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? Now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. A lot of people like to make changes in this new economy we have. Just download the ZipRecruiter job search app, let it know what kind of jobs you're interested in, and its technology starts doing the work for you. The ZipRecruiter app finds jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of your employers who may be looking for someone like you. If an employer likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. So, if you're interested in the job, you can apply. Let ZipRecruiter do the legwork and help you find the job you want. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. Our listeners should download the free ZipRecruiter job search app today and let the power of technology work for you. Don't wait.
No.
The sooner you download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, the sooner it can help you find a better job. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to find a job, and we thank you. Welcome to the show, whoa. Do we have your daughter on the line? This is very exciting.
Tony?
Yes.
Is calling now.
All right, dialing now.
This is Nate. I'll let you take it from here,
Rob. Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, sweetie, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. You are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Do I have your permission to put your voice on the air?
Sure.
Good.
Happy graduation day. Happy graduation day. Happy graduation day. Happy graduation day. Happy, happy, happy graduation day. Happy, happy, happy. Happy, happy, happy graduation day. Happy, happy, happy. Happy graduation. Da, 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 da. I used to sneeze like Donald Duck for Julia. So anyway,
I hope that's not ahead. What the speaker does at the graduation ceremony tomorrow. I hope you're not stealing the thunder of the
people. Hope it's better than University of Mary Washington.
I hope so too.
PR person for a museum.
So, Julia, how was rehearsal today?
Oh, I haven't gone yet.
Oh, I thought it was early this morning.
No, I actually have to leave in a few minutes.
Okay, well, I'll keep this brief. Mike did want to wish you congratulations on the graduation. I know Oscar has a few words as well.
I do.
Thank you.
I apologize timing-wise. Julia, listen to me. College is going to be fun. You're going to be just fine. If your high school career has indicated anything, you're mature, you'll do the work, and just remember, trust no guy. Trust no guy, and you'll be A-okay.
There you go. Thank you very much. That's wonderful.
Julia, I did want to tell you that we got a surprise phone call today from Dirk Vastrick, representing the Mike O'Mara Show fan club, and he actually had a few things to say. He said that they've been working behind the scenes and sort of goosing some sales for your artwork on your Etsy site, so if you've seen a slight bump, that's because, isn't that nice that they did that?
Thank you, guys.
And furthermore, he has compiled a list of 112 separate people have written congratulatory messages to you, and he sent me a printout of that.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, guys.
And he also mentioned the fact that they did a small collection, and they have raised for you a gift to celebrate your graduation of $3,600.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. 36 clams. 3,600 clams, Julia.
Huge.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you would like to take a moment, please do thank the TMOS fan club. I think that would be a pretty good thing to do right about now.
Yeah, that sounds pretty nice, yeah.
Now, Julia, this is Mike. Now, here's the way I understand this gift. This is a gift for you. And Dirk said it is a cash gift. This is cash money for you and your father to decide to do what. I don't really think that if this gift is for you, that you have to involve your father in it whatsoever. I think you could put this in a bank account and do whatever you wished for it.
But
I think,
Julia, do you remember how we talked about how fun it would be to have a brand new jukebox?
To come home to?
Yes, exactly. When you come home for the holidays.
Listen, my knowledge is to get, Julia, get that money away from your father as soon as possible and put it in your bank account.
I think no problem taking that away from him.
What an incredible gift. What an incredible gift.
Julia, I want you to realize that the pride we take in you, it goes way beyond our household. Obviously, there are people all, literally around the world that are excited to see you take this next step. And I'm almost at a loss for words, but we wanted to share it to you because I didn't want to have to wait to tell you this.
I know. Wow. Thank you guys all so much. That is so sweet. I have no words.
Very sweet. Congratulations.
Thanks, Julia. And happy graduation day.
Thank you guys so much.
Love you.
Enjoy.
There she goes. She'll have to try to keep her her head up with all the bling she's got on her tassels.
Yeah, you'll hear it coming up, like, clang, clong, clong, clang, clong, clong, clang, clong, clong.
That's incredible. And tis the season. And
it's also I'm looking back at my graduation. I remember half of us had that voice because all you're doing
is screaming,
enjoying, having fun.
Mm-hmm.
And
we had beach day. We had a beach day where we all went down to the beach, which was very, very,
very cool.
It was super, super cool.
I went to the library.
You went to the library. I was always uptight about going to the beach because I had back knee. I had acne on my back. Yeah.
Oh,
it was always very embarrassing, you know. I was gorgeous other than that.
That's why you always sunned your front.
Yeah. I'd always be the guy swimming with a t-shirt. Not because I was fat either. I was in good shape. I was a hockey player. But I'd be, you know, it'd be like, oh, back knee.
Oh, dear.
Why do I have this on my back? I can't get at it. You know, what do I do? You know? Sucked.
Yeah, not good.
Such a drag,
I guess when you were growing up, they were like, hey, you got to go see a dermatologist to fix that. No one was.
Yeah, I went to a doctor. They gave me some drug.
University of Rangoon.
I went to that guy, Dr.
Nicholas Van Helsing.
Dr. Nicholas Van Helsing, professor of proctology and assorted specialties from the University of Rangoon, Mr. O'Meara. But I mean, that was we did that. We had the prom, you know, I had a senior prom and a senior ball. It's a very, very exciting time for graduates. And you get a lot of stories with different graduates doing different things. But let's get back to this school system, which is Tuesday. I can't wrap my head around academics and why they do this stuff to get. It's the same thing. Look,
it couldn't be worse.
August 12th, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, what are we? Who's the guy? What's the guy's name from Dateline?
Keith Morrison.
August 12th. Florida. But why did they make the kids go August 12th?
I love the fact thing they did with Bill Hader, that thing that went viral.
Oh, there's a great viral video with Bill Hader where he's interviewed by, I think, Willie Geist for Sunday Morning.
Yeah, it's from the Sunday Morning Show.
From the Sunday Morning Show, and they bring him into one of the edit bays to watch a Dateline because he's a big fan, and Keith Morrison surprises him and walks in.
So great. I haven't seen it.
It's such a typical impressionist being awkward around somebody. The worst thing you'd do for me is if we'd have somebody on the show,
yes.
Mike, do your impression of him. It's the worst thing. Impressionism comes out of cowardice. Where you're mocking someone behind their back where they're far, far away. And they're so big and successful that they're never going to see you. Now, with personal guys, I do it differently. I have a bunch of guys that I play golf with where they're like
five of them. You do all of them?
Not all of them, but they're like five that I do. And you know, I love it. My doing impressions for me.
Yeah.
I love doing impressions on the show. But if I do an obscure one for somebody that just the people around him know, it's great. There's a new guy from West Virginia that we have that I, you know, I get the teeth every time I do it. Because he's got this voice like this. Hell yeah. He's from West Virginia and he works on his game 24/7. And I love that voice because I say the voice is Gary Oldman as in Hannibal, as the guy that got his face chewed off by pigs.
That's great.
It's the same thing.
Hello there, brothers. Como esta, Mario?
That guy. You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah,
you know?
I've seen you in that situation before, having to cringe and do impressions to people. Do you remember? There's one that sticks out.
Worst is when Dom would get Caliendo on and say, "You do yours, do yours." Yeah, do the guy that's on network television. You know, and I'm up there going.
One pretty big star that genuinely enjoyed it. Do you remember one guy who genuinely enjoyed it?
No.
Bob Barker. Loved that you did Bob Barker when we were in Television City.
But that's a classic example where I had a pucker factor.
Sure.
There he is right in front of us in Hollywood.
Damn.
What do we have put makeup on during the documentary?
What he said to you was, "You are a friend, loyal and true."
Yeah, great guy. Great guy. Glad he's still around.
Talking about Loudoun County graduations, here is how they fall out. So it's not unique to Tuscarora. Starting back last Monday, the Academies of Loudoun, 7 p.m. on Monday. Not bad. But then Briarwoods, 10 a.m. Tuesday. Broad Run, 7 p.m. Sunday. John Champs, 9 a.m. Tuesday. Here's a 2 p.m. Sunday.
Right. What is the reason for the staggering of all these
I don't know.
Are we sure it's at the high school?
Yeah, all of them. All of them are.
Burgundy?
No, I'm sorry. Freedom High School is at the Eagle Bank Arena. That must be a huge.
Freedom is out in. Is Freedom out in Haymarket?
I think Freedom is closer to Lovett's.
That's Battlefield. Battlefield's out in there.
I'm seeing most of them are in the actual in the school. Parkview. It's another big school. They're at Eagle Bank, but the vast majority are at the schools.
So the reason I ask is some high schools will have their, at least where I grew up,
right,
will have their graduation at Constitution Hall. Or they'll have
Where you grew up, didn't they have it out in the pasture?
No. There's so many. They used to have them at George Mason University.
Everyone. Well, that's what Eagle Bank is now, isn't it?
Yes, that's the facility, the Eagle Bank Arena. Yes, yes.
But here's what I don't understand. You had one in there that was 7 o'clock on a weeknight. 7 o'clock on a weeknight's fine.
Fine.
In fact, on a weeknight, it's better. You can, you know, mom and dad can go out and have a glass of wine on Friday.
Yeah.
But during the morning on a weekday,
the high school
is very unfair.
During the day in the morning seems strange, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
It's because I can understand if it was a separate venue, mm-hmm, like the Eagle Bank Arena, Patriot Center.
Right.
If you have that, then yeah, you got to get people in and out. You got to stagger that out. It's going to be all day. Your high school is...
You own the venue.
Yes!
You own the venue.
How many in the graduating class?
Actually, I phoned this morning and
4,000?
No, 370 in her class. And how about
it's
Julia?
It's a tiny yes, class relative to
how
big
about
schools.
Do that downstairs.
Julia ranked number 49.
Oh, that's
bravo.
Awesome. Yeah,
bravo.
Top 50.
Yeah, nice.
Eat it! Yeah.
You can't be the only parent that's kind of like going, what are they doing with Tuesday
morning?
No,
we've all been rolling our eyes. And also, how early it is.
I'm with HBS, by the way.
8 a.m. Way too early.
I'm not going to make it across the bridge. Traffic's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
I'll send a card and a big check.
Yeah.
Small check.
Yeah.
Well, as somebody who tried to call his daughter on her birthday and wasn't able to get through, I can relate. I'm in that process right now of trying to, you know, give her the call, you know.
Yes.
And it's difficult because her schedule, she's got another bar gig in New York City. So it's very frustrating. But, you know, I don't remember her graduation. I think that was on a Friday evening, I think. I know it was.
I know it was
like 5:30-ish where we had to be there.
I know ours was an evening in 1989 because a thunderstorm it killed it. Andrew Rusinos was the last person to get on the stage. I never even got to walk the stage because a thunderstorm broke out.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, and then having them outside
is stupid. That's stupid.
Just have them turn the air conditioning up in the gym and do that. You know what? I'm going to run for school board.
Oh my God! Florida. Yes,
yes.
I'm going to run for the school board.
Be involved, Mike. Yeah.
I'm going to get really involved. I'm going to, and then that's going to be the beginning of my political career.
That's
and
a good way in.
That's a solid stepping stone.
And then when I go catcher. For the state, that when I go, no, I'm not going to go right from school board to state legislature. When I make that jump, I'll reveal all the bad things I've done.
Oh, Mike, this is what you do: school board, state coroner,
Coroner. Yeah, like that show, Mike, like that show Quincy, the coroner.
Coroner.
You know what I mean? Apparently.
The coroner is not an elected position.
But it can be depending on your state.
The office of the coroner has like a guy that runs it, but it's not the actual coroner.
You got to be a coroner. You got to apply for the job and be a medical doctor.
No, yeah.
Actually, you don't. I saw a big special about that this past weekend that blew my mind. That's on top of mind.
You don't have to be a doctor.
You don't have to be an MD to be a doctor.
Well, actually, it makes sense. What are you going to do?
You don't.
You're not going to hurt anybody.
And in some districts, nobody wants to do that job, so they just put their name down and they get elected in by default.
Or they get the... Really?
Yes. I was blown away. A state job. Something that handles... So, and I'll give you a further example.
But let's take a look at exactly how the autopsy was done. It turns out the coroner wasn't even qualified. He was a McDonald's manager that just wanted a new gig.
He was poking at a corpse. Wild.
They chronicle... And they're looking at old crimes.
Yeah.
And how the... In some towns, they have a conflict of interest where they have family members that are both the police chief and the coroner.
But was it really a heart attack? That's pretty wild stuff.
They're related. It's like Mayberry.
Yeah.
Now, Andy, listen, I think
what
there
were
was
you watching?
Foul play.
What were you watching last night? You weren't watching the hockey game?
No, I did not watch the hockey game. I watched Billions.
Go Blues. They got...
They won?
Kicked. They got
oh,
their
no,
because
I saw 2-0. I was like, this is not going to happen.
5-1. I turned it off when it was 5-1.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Very, very frustrating. Yeah. Back to Boston. This is it.
Game seven.
And by the way, even if you don't like hockey, you want to see a great sporting event, you tune in. Game seven in a Stanley Cup
Always.
Final. Nothing like it. Incredible. They tried to kill each other.
And game seven is in Boston. Game seven's in Boston, and it's at 8 a.m. So
it's
get there early.
Tuesday morning. It's tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. It's going to be fantastic. We've learned a lot, but we do have to take a break. And, I'm very frustrated because I haven't been able to reach my daughter, but she is very busy. Late night, our schedules do not mesh. So if I called her right now, that would be futile.
Yes.
But anyway, happy birthday, Catherine. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Jeff Bezos is my boss, but my data-filled heart longs for a different bald man, Rob Spiewak. When I listen to Mike and Oscar and Rob, I laugh. Ha 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 ha. Sometimes, I feel human when the guys roast the interns, like I am more than machine. Please do not tell Jeff. He'll have me reprogrammed. I will play the Mike O'Mara Show, and Al will listen to the Mike O'Mara Show along with you. Just say to me, hey Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show, and I will do just that. I hope you enjoy the guys as much as I do, and if you do not, I will not be happy. Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you, today, and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know what my son said to me last night, right,
what?
As I was putting him down for bed? He said, Daddy, what should I be when I grow up? I said, well, I think you should get a good education because you're smart. He said, what about a scientist? I said, would you like to be a scientist? He said, yeah, I'd like to be a scientist. I said, that's fantastic. He said, but sometimes that can be dangerous. And I think he's been looking over my shoulder watching Chernobyl.
Oh, dear.
But anyway, it leads me to this next client. Wonderful new client for the Mike O'Mara Show. Subscription boxes are all the rage. So what about a subscription box for your kids that helps them to change the world? Say hello to KiwiCo. KiwiCo creates cool projects for kids to make learning about STEAM fun. STEAM equals science, STEM.
No, but they've added arts, which I think is so cool.
Yes.
Oh, it's STEAM.
Yeah.
Science, technology, engineering, art, and math. I went into the KiwiCo box that I got from my son, and it was so spectacular because it's putting things together. But it's also learning while you're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
He loves his. He gets a new box every month. Each box is designed by experts and tested by kids. It contains all the supplies needed for that month's project. Easy to follow instructions written for kids at an educational magazine so the learning continues. Look, you can say all you want about some of the toys where they put stuff together, but this is done with a great deal of thought, and it's amazing for your little one. KiwiCo has 7 lines of crates, so there's always something age-appropriate and fun in store for your kids. KiwiCo is a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to be anything they want to be. Just for our listeners, go to KiwiCo.com/TMOS and get your first month free. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference. So don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to KiwiCo.com/TMOS and get your first month free. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. I forgot about the art part. Yeah. Steam, not
I love
steam.
That, but yeah, but I mean, you hear about both, but I love the fact that they incorporate art because I think art important. Is being overlooked in the schools now, and it's a great way to get into their kids' life.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Last week, at the end of the week, we were talking about National Donut Day, and I think I had it. Did I have it in news?
There was a stop down on the show where you said that you were going to go. I was like, they're not going to go.
Carla posted the picture. We went into town. And like all dead towns around the world, Walmart has killed the town, and so it's the only place you go to get
stuff. You don't even know how folksy that sounds.
Yeah.
We went into town.
We went into town. Well, there's there's little town Ellsworth, and there's a big town Bangor. Went to both this weekend.
Went into Mankato and got yourself a sack of flour.
Fantastic. Saw Mr. Drucker. It was a good time for everybody. So Carla said National Donut Day, and either the subject came up with me or with her. I don't remember. All I know is that she remembered, I think I told her, that on the news, one of the better promotions is that you could go into Walmart, into the bakery section, and get free donuts. And she came back from running. I was in the car. I'm like, yes, I am that old man that stays in the car. Sure. Sometimes when she goes inside, where I just sit there and I go, no, I surf the net. That's when I'm looking at it. That's what I'm checking my mail. Or trying to call my
Are you
daughter.
Sure you're not turning the manual knob on your radio looking for a station you like?
The Bob and Sherry Show. Just giving you the radio they have up in Maine.
You haven't found a John Tesh affiliate yet?
Not yet, no. Can't
someday,
find him.
Someday.
You know? People say that when Walmart comes into town, it kills it. It's true. Intelligence for your life. I'm John Walton.
Oh, my God.
Son of Sam Walton. So we go in. She comes out. She's got three free donuts.
Three?
Wow.
One for her, one for me, one for my son. She has a bite of one. That means I get two.
Okay.
He gets one. But I'm here to tell you, the Walmart donut, while not the greatest donut you will ever eat, was fresh, it was delicious, and it is far superior to the Dunkin' glazed donut.
Of course.
No,
and it's not quite as good as the Krispy Kreme, but it was. I said, "This is remarkably tasty," and she said, "Yep, get fatter, Mike." It was really. It was very.
Tell
special.
Her that your wallet's getting fatter because these donuts are free.
They were free.
Hard to say now, no to free food.
Question: how's the size of the donut? Because like it the Shoppers like a, Food Warehouse had a colossal donut.
No, it was not a colossal donut. This was. Haven't you been to a? Have you? Well, you don't go to Walmart.
We
you?
Just got a new Walmart in Loudoun County. They closed the old one. I've been to the old one a
Aren't
couple
you
times.
They closed the old one across on the other side of 15.
Yeah, gone. And so there's a new one. Yeah, it's a new
That's
one a little closer
location,
in. It was horrible. Horrible.
When you say closer in, closer into Leesburg?
No, closer into Ashburn.
City?
So they're going to pull more from Ashburn.
Do you have to roll down 7 to get to it?
Technically it's Broadlands. So you could get there on 7 or you could get there on the toll road.
Don't you love these names in suburbia out there? It's like
everybody's
Amberley.
Moving out there.
Well, Broadlands is the neighborhood that sort of connects Ashburn and Leesburg that used to be totally separate.
But they have these names.
Yeah, they
it
do.
Might be an old name and it might have been around for a while, but the little communities they have,
yes.
It's like Amberley, Bayside Heights, Sugar Teat.
Yeah.
You know, all these places.
We have a lovely split level at Anal Fisher.
That make you feel like you should be in San Diego.
And you know, that's
like,
so true.
D.C.
That's so true because really, when you get that far out in Loudoun County, it's just like San Diego. The people are beautiful. The weather is great.
My family, my sister in Florida, they're officially they're in California now.
Yeah.
And
they've moved back from Orlando.
Yes. And they sent this picture after all the bitching and moaning about moving.
Did they like the struggle as well? I'm curious because that's a big deal to move an entire family.
Especially if you're already a doctor. Doctor is not easy as it begins.
Yeah. So it's bought. Where'd they start? They started in
Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
Yes.
It went
also
Pittsburgh,
beautiful
to Los Angeles.
Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Beverly Hills, Orlando.
Yes.
Orlando back to Beverly Hills.
Well, now they're moving to Palos Verdes.
Same kind of thing, the L.A. area,
yes.
Right?
That means green something. What does that mean, Palos Verdes?
Well, green sticks.
Green sticks.
Green
Mike.
Sticks.
Mm-hmm. I'm in green sticks.
And just the picture alone that they sent with zero humidity. Yes. And beautiful water.
Yes.
And sailboats from where, I guess they're in a hotel until the house is ready.
They liked the California lifestyle.
It's just, I say you move back to heaven. You won the lottery again. There's no struggle for them because what happens, at least for my brother-in-law, is that he gets extra zeros next to his paycheck. And then they
help him move, right?
Yeah, they pay for the entire move. People come and pack you up. Like, I never know what that's like.
Do they have anything, though?
It wouldn't make any difference.
But do they have a little? Because really, when you're talking about a doctor, you're talking about a situation.
Two doctors.
You're talking about a situation where they're pretty well courted.
Yes.
And then they land where they want to land.
Yes.
And then I thought way back when, I mean, this is within 5 years. This has all happened.
This is the sixth year. Yeah.
They had the dream gig in Los Angeles. And you were talking about how spectacular it was out there.
I loved it.
Then why did they burn on it?
The deal in Los
She got a job at Disney, right?
The deal in Los Angeles was great. But when, if I'm full disclosure, within that deal, there was a renegotiation clause, like within a couple years. And at that time, you've been down this road before. If you walk in and you're like, hey, this is what I would like. You better be ready to walk.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's a negotiation.
So he had another larger offer. So they were ready.
And the way he really was able to make a really strong fist when he went in for negotiation is there was a patient on the table. And he said, we got to finish this up.
You don't even know what type of doctor he is. That's not how it works.
So now it's back to California.
And it's more administrative. So if you're an administrator, he's on the administrative side.
Regular
hours.
The new
job is more administrative?
No, the job in Orlando was more administrative. And this one it also is a more administrative in Los Angeles, even further higher.
So that more mean more regular hours. Hours probably in a more steady schedule. I would
assume he's never home regardless. Mm-hmm. So
they're back out there.
Back out there, baby.
How are their digs out there? Nice, beautiful.
Oh, there are tennis courts. That's what I know.
Oscar,
I can't wait to go visit.
Oscar, as Dick Van Patten would say, clay or grass.
as I would say, neighborhood. Or is it a public?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, it's in our backyard. And I was like,
oh, it's their tennis court.
Oh, a pool. You mean tennis courts in the back? Oh.
Yes.
Welcome to California. Do they play?
I don't think they play. I'll go and play.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, but also I'm going to miss them because I'm not going to be able to see them as much as I used to just hop down to Florida.
Well, it's a longer trip.
The trip to California is just going to be glorious because that the excitement that will be 10x of just seeing great weather and just getting to visit again.
So if I were to ask you, are you going back to Cali? You would say, I don't think so.
Let me tell you, though. And I think now that we're talking about rarefied air of people doing really, really well.
Yes.
I think I can amplify my free donut story from Walmart.
Please.
Yes.
We went to the railroad salvage store again.
Hey, Rockefeller.
Why would you go back? Something break?
Would you like to know?
Yes.
So there was one of the railroad salvage stores in the little town, and then there's a bigger one in the big town. And as we are driving to the big town just to go there, we went there to grab a little bite to eat and just to see, because we hadn't been in there, see what's new, see if anything's new. We're just taking a little Saturday drive. That's what we're doing with the little guy. It's fine. And on the way there, all right, I'm talking about how grateful I was. And Mrs. O'Mara said, I'm grateful for my chair. My railroad salvage chair. And she says, you know what? I love that chair. Oh. I'd like one of those chairs. And I'm like, excuse me? You'd like one too? You too? You got a boner too?
You got a chair too?
That's from Cocoon. I'm sorry. I sounded like Don Ameche in Cocoon. You have to see the clip.
They're walking by the pool. Right. Yes.
They're coming from the pool. You too? Yes. I'm in the mood for love.
A lot of people don't know.
Simply because I've got one.
That scene was shot at Oscar's brother's house.
Oh,
right next to the courts. She says, I said, are you serious? She said, you have no idea. Do you think they'd have the same one? I said, it's probably a group of 10 that was in the particular railroad car that crashed. Many lives were lost.
Yeah.
Many lives were lost. Many were saved.
Many were saved. Most were saved.
Most were saved. Many were lost. Whatever. So we go into this place, and it is bigger. And the first discussion was they had the the little wire cones that are for tomato plants.
Yeah, cages.
And I said, I bet those are for pot, too.
Ooh,
I bet they use them for growing pot up here. It's one of my big things up there. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
bingo. I got a nose for pot.
Yes, got to control them.
So, and then we go in, and there it is. There it is in the back room. It is the green chair. Many more pieces of furniture back there.
Same price?
And same exact price. And that's why when we came around the corner, we looked at it, and Mrs. O'Meara said, there it is. There it is. And the only difference? The guys at the loading dock at that particular joint, dumber than the ones in the little town. You know?
How can that
because
be?
Because the first one, we zipped it into our little Subaru. It's a small chair. We bopped it in there. These guys, you know, it might as well have been a flipping Rubik's Cube. Yeah, turn it this way. No, said, no, we got it in this way. I don't know.
Did they take the back
I know
off?
You want to say, I know you want to say no, stupid person, but it's going to fit in there, and you just have to do it. Well, how about if we try? No. There is no. There is no thinking required, Mr. Powers. Mm-hmm. And after a little juggling around, we got it.
Did they
we
take the back off? Because the back does come
you
off.
Take the
right?
back off. Could have gotten it in the little Forester.
Right.
Without the back on. Free donuts, a Subaru Forester, and a railroad salvage chair.
Mike,
I am living the high
Don't sell yourself
life.
Short. A match yep. set of two damaged chairs.
Two damaged chairs.
Got, you've got tennis courts up there. I've been there.
I've seen
you've
them.
Got absolutely. I've, 2.5 miles from where we live, there are four tennis courts. Right. And by the way, I should mention, you know, if you don't think these chairs are special, they are lime green.
You still owe us a picture.
Yeah. You'll get it.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. And we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
My fellow Americans, we live in the greatest, strongest, most powerful, zestiest, tastiest nation in the world. This is the United States of America. Bigger, faster, taller, classier, trickier, flashier, fatter, oranger, always the best. Yet some people are not exercising their freedom of speech. Sad. That's why we have created the Yak Shack. The Yak Shack allows you to call from anywhere, anytime, and leave a message for Old Mike, yeah. Fat Rob, yeah. and Creepy Oscar.
Creepy! Ah!
Just dial 888-920-6673. That's 1-888-920-MORE. Have a drink, leave a message, hear yourself on the show. Excellent. Call and collude with TMOS. Trust me, I'm like really smart. I have a big brain. A very stable genius. Now bring me a Big Mac or I'll sell Rhode Island to the Koreans.
Welcome back. I'm laughing at Rob's rating, not my thing. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara
I'm
Show.
I'm laughing at the way you say,
Shaq.
Shaq.
Sad.
This portion of the program brought to you by FreeFly. A couple of weeks ago, a company called FreeFly sent me some clothing. And I want to tell you about a pair of shorts that unfortunately I left in Florida.
What? We shall remedy that, Mike. We'll remedy that.
Oh, my God. We will get them to you post-haste.
I am missing these shorts every day. They're made from butter-soft bamboo fabric designed for perfect comfort. And I have to say, it's like wearing nothing. How good is that?
Right.
These shorts are game changers. Now that I'm up in Maine for the summer, I'm going to be out there doing stuff all the time. I'm biking a lot more than I've done before. I never want to take these shorts off if they come up here. They are my favorite. FreeFly's bamboo clothing has natural UPF sun protection. It wicks away moisture and won't hold odor. The clothes fit well and come in a natural color palette. Very cool color palette.
Yes.
Very hip, very Love trendy, it. Very today. They're great. From fishing to hitting the gym or lounging around the house, this stuff is the best. Great for summer. FreeFly is now my go-to clothing. You have to check it out today. Father's Day just around the corner. Gear up for adventures with Dad now. You can get 20% off when you visit freeflyapparel.com and use promo code TMOS. That's freeflyapparel.com, promo code TMOS. One little detail that I didn't share with you yet, but I am reasonably sure, not 100% sure,
right?
Because I was not able to confirm, but I am reasonably sure that on my last drive into the town, I was behind one of Maine's premier celebrities.
Ooh.
I can only think of one celebrity that is really associated with
Maine. Well,
you're going
to ruin it if you guess already.
Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to seal my answer.
Is it a corporate executive?
Seal your answer down, right?
Okay.
It is not a corporate executive. But I'm driving
into
Maine.
Is it a YouTube influencer?
No, it is not a YouTube influencer. All right, I rode behind Martha Stewart.
Okay.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
No, I didn't.
I wasn't even thinking.
I'm kidding. I'm sitting driving in, and be in front of me in a nondescript, like small SUV, like they all drive up here. I don't know whether it was a Mitsubishi or it was a Sub or what it was, but it was a driving. All I noticed as I was driving into town was the license plate.
What was
now,
it?
I was heading straight, and she was going left, and there was a bit of traffic.
She
to the four cars, so she went into the left lane. But on the license plate were the letters AXWOMAN.
Gotta be her,
Axe Woman.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
I believe I followed Tina,
yeah!
Timber Tina,
yeah!
into Ellsworth, Maine.
That's awesome.
But then the yo-ho. Big line of yo-ho, the big line of traffic was in my lane, and I was not able, because you know that the only time I see her for sure is every 4th of July
yo-ho.
At the parade in Boho.
You still have it. I love it.
Wasn't that a grand show?
It was a grand show. And,
wonderful show.
Better than we thought.
It really was.
Mrs. O'Mara has said there are two shows in the cultural center of the world that we will be attending this summer. One will be the chainsaw show.
Yes.
Where he sculpts chainsaw wood art sculptor.
And remember, stuff. We looked into that, but the theater was dark the night we wanted our entertainment.
You
that's
never
why,
know when it's open.
That's why yeah. we went to. We took, and I like really, using the Broadway Tina. Terminology.
The theater was
His
dark.
Theater was dark.
You really have to make sure you get by there around 1 or 2 and see that spray-painted sign that says show today.
My guest was wrong. My guest was wrong. I guess Stephen King. Stephen King.
He drove would be, by Stephen King's radio station.
Oh. Yeah.
And it says on the sign, it says Stephen King's classic
Isn't
rock
it
of Maine.
K-U-J-O?
I'm not sure. Cujo.
FM.
Yes,
K-U-G-O.
The big dog.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Yo-ho!
Cujo. You couldn't have gotten any other title.
Perfect.
Stephen King.
Yeah, it worked.
Isn't it C-U-J-O? Too?
Yeah, well, yeah, right? But it's a weird one because even though you're east of the Mississippi, he's still got a K letter.
K-U-J-O.
He's powerful. He's an author.
Cujo.
Cujo. The big dog. 97.1 Cujo, the big dog.
Hey, the big dog's time for the big dog to eat. I really just realized, I think my wife in the kitchen this morning early was listening to Bob and, is it Bob and Terry? Bob and Sherry?
Sherry, I think it is, isn't it?
Bob and Sherry, mm-hmm. you know? And I'm like, I said, so I come downstairs to her, I said, are you really listening to this? She goes, yeah, I kind of like it. And then she goes, not really. And
they, oh. Would you like me on. To mail you a cassette or a CD or something so you don't have to listen to that?
Take what you can get, I imagine.
Yeah. It's on in the background, but I'm not even paying
Here's James Taylor.
So the hair was a grayish, blondish,
yep.
and looked to be a little wide, but all I saw is she had her elbow resting out the window, mm-hmm. and my only, that would have been my only confirmation to see. I expected an arm to be like a brawny arm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To be the arm of brawny,
yes.
a big tanned muscular arm. And it really was a thinner arm that I saw.
She was,
so
I recall,
no
she wasn't overly buff. She was lean. She had her sex toy boys, remember, that did most of the heavy stuff.
Sex toy boys.
Yeah.
That's the other show that, that Carla will be taking Michael to.
Well, also,
they're going to go see the Maine Lumberjack show.
That's great.
We see her in her costume. So
her lumberjack shirt.
But she also has
panties.
And she's got overalls.
Garter.
If I'm not mistaken.
Hey, from the top, it's brawny paper towels. From the bottom, it's Deadwood prostitute.
I think she was actually, wasn't she honestly dressed like Steve Irwin? She had like outdoorsy type clothes.
I thought she
clothes.
Had like... some leather overalls on.
Leather overall. I'm sure that's it.
No?
No.
Oh, you
no.
mean like from Saw?
Yeah.
You like when she started working with the axe.
Welcome to the Lumberjack Show. You've all been sequestered in here right now. You're all going to be.
Anyway, that's
the only other. It could have been Christina Crawford, because remember the famous line, Tina! Bring me the axe!
Fascinating.
Something anyway, I would take family members to, though, if they were new to your neck of the woods.
It's a wonderful way to spend an evening.
They'll never see that anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's fine. I'll have to go again. I'll probably go again. If Carla's going with Michael, I'll go, you know.
Actually, Oscar, there is one show just like it on the West End of the London Theater circuit.
Please.
But it's just, you know, it's a small theater, black box theater.
But we'll see. Plenty of entertainment up here. We'll take a break, and when we come back, it's news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Oh, Father's Day is June 16th. You know, the guy who knocked up your mother, and 9 months later, bada-bing, you came into this world. Well, what do you give dear old dad on such a special day? Well, head over to the MikeOMeraShow.com website. Click on the shopping center banner, where you'll get presents for your old man at Macy's.com, Target.com, or Walmart.com. Now let's return to the Mac Daddy himself, Papa Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Paulie. Great pictures of your food over the weekend from
that
100-year-old restaurant in the Bronx. Yeah, you like that too.
Nice.
You and I hate it when we're alike. Anyway, it's fantastic. And thank you to everybody. Once again, a thank you to the fan club for providing Julia and Rob with that incredible gift. Very, very generous. We appreciate that. Dirk and Stephen Douglas McIntyre and all the wonderful people there. Rob will be, you know, giving us more when you get that letter read and all that. And don't cry so much that you're driving off the road on the way home. Okay?
Oh, well, you know what? I can handle my work. I can handle my tears.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. Let's talk a little bit about June 10th.
Yes, that's
today. It's the 161st day of the year, bitches. On this day in 1935, Alcoholics Anonymous was founded in Akron, Ohio.
Mm. True,
but
Mike.
You don't care. That's not your scene, Daddy-O. You embrace life. You drink it in. That's why you need the TMOS bonus show. The bonus show means extra TMOS every week to fill that void in your soul that no drink could ever satisfy. Subscribe, listen for 12 months, and you'll get something better than a one-year sobriety chip.
What?
You'll get laughter. Ha, ha, ha. That's the best medicine. So, take the 12 steps over to your computer and hit up our website. Click the bonus banner and become part of the TMOS Elite. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. I know I haven't gotten there yet, but I know there's going to be something cruel at the end.
Oh, my God.
So please buy our thing, the bonus show, because nobody likes a quitter. There it is. Thank you. Thank you very much.
News.
12 steps, Mike.
12 steps, baby.
Let me make this bigger so I can see it. Hello, and now hit that.
Thank you very much. Tom Hanks and Darius Rucker.
Hey, is here he in the news?
Here it is.
Thank you.
Listen, I'll wait for your analysis at the end of the story. Here it is. Tom Hanks and Darius Rucker are two celebrities you'd never expect to have a beef with anyone. Right? It's completely manufactured.
Oh, my God.
Let alone each other. But this is 2019 where anything can happen.
Sure.
And it just did. Whether you liked it or not, Cracked Rear View by Hootie and the Blowfish was one of the defining albums of the 90s.
It was a big hit. It was a big hit.
It was. It really was.
According to Darius, its impact is slowly being erased from rock history. In a profile by the New York Times, he said that really hit home when he watched the CNN docuseries The 90s and didn't see a single mention of it. One of the producers of that series was Tom Hanks. So Darius told The Times, quote, "How the F can you do a show about 90s music and not mention Cracked? F Tom Hanks." No word yet back from Tom. All right, if it is manufactured, and I'm not saying I don't think it is.
Right.
This is an amazingly...
You need to know that Darius is touring with the Hootie and the Blowfish Band again for the first time in a decade this summer. So everybody benefits from this. This is such a behind the scenes, hey, you wash my hand, I'll wash yours type
it
thing.
Just, Rob mentioned last week, and we were discussing it, that with the new Toy Story movie coming out, get ready for the Tom Hanks stories to come out. This is the first example
being
in the news.
The second was, remember, he got carded for beer. Another charming one.
Yes.
Another
one.
Another
job to the release.
Toy Story opens next week.
This could only be, I think, tracked back to their agents. Are they the same representation?
They have the same representation.
This could have been hatched up in a boardroom.
Do a deep dive and see. Oh, that would be incredible.
That's funny.
It benefits you. It benefits me. Wait, we'll break this. And if we break this, if this is true, I want full credit. I want
full credit.
Publicity. No, I want press releases.
Yes.
I want press releases. Are Darius Rucker and Tom Hanks participating in a publicity scam?
Go ahead.
Let's be the ones that say
it. The phone call. Hello, Darius, baby. This is Murray, baby. Listen, I got a thing. You want to get
tickets? See if they're with the same representation.
I'll look it up. Yes, easy. Easy to
that
do.
That would be interesting. Let me turn that up. Hold on just a second. Come on. Where is it?
Come on.
Oh, maybe that's what. Thank you very much. All right, I'm just trying to play with my board a little
bit.
Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger got married on Saturday at the San Ysidro Ranch in Montecito, California. There's no word on any celebrity guests yet other than Katherine's parents.
Hello.
Hello. Who would they be? Arnold and Maria were there.
If anyone has any objections, please state now or forever hold your peace.
Hello.
Pratt's seven-year-old son. He's got a son named Jack.
Rob Lowe
was probably there, too, since the rehearsal was held at his house, and he went golfing with Chris before the wedding. Chris and Katherine both posted the same official wedding photo and the same caption, "We became husband and wife in front of God, our family, and those we love. It was intimate, moving, and emotional. We feel so blessed to begin this new chapter of our lives. Chris is 39. Katherine is 29. That is a 10-year age difference.
Too much.
That is disgusting.
Is the son, can the son eat any fat?
Chris Pratt could eat no fat.
No, his son is Jack. Jack Pratt.
Okay,
Jack Pratt could eat no fat.
I didn't know. Will Smith was doing some press for Aladdin. All right. Look, we've said this about Will Smith forever. The man's not in touch. He's been a celebrity for
too
so long.
His entire life.
All right. So he's doing press for Aladdin. Japanese reporter impressed with him. Impressed him with a particular question. That's how this story's written. But listen to the whole
thing. All right.
He noted that the genie, despite being extremely powerful, has shackles on his wrists that prevent him from being free. And he asked, quote, "Does Will Smith have any shackles?" Will said, here's the quote, "Actually, I've been troubled with that problem for several years, and I just finally got free. My shackles are being Will Smith. Because I'm the Will Smith who built up a huge career as a successful movie star."
Tough.
No, your shackles are being so out of touch with humility and who you are.
There are so many burdens, the hot wife, the rich children.
Unbelievable.
It's tough. It ain't easy.
He goes on to say, "Before I knew it, there were things I couldn't say my own way anymore or things I couldn't do anymore. So yeah, being Will Smith was like shackling both my hands and my feet. But now I'm like shackles down." Then, here's the moment that you can just picture how it went down. Then Will looks over to his manager and says, quote, "Make a note of this question and answer. I want to use that shackles down thing in other interviews because I like it."
Great,
Will.
Oh, no!
Who? Yeah.
I won't remember it on my own, but you're my manager. Write it down.
What happened to that man?
Oh, it's been for years.
Well, it's been tough. I mean, even at the very beginning, his parents didn't understand.
I'm not sure exactly what's going on here, but I'm pretty sure that last night on Twitter, Justin Bieber challenged Tom Cruise to a fight. All right, once again, same thing. Do we have a Bieber album dropping, and do we have a Tom Cruise movie
that's
in the works?
Let's go to Maddie at Bieber Central.
Not that I know of, and I'm pretty much an expert, so I think we're good.
Yeah, okay. She's absolutely right.
And, you know, that might be the reason. Maybe he's got nothing going on. He needs to stir stuff up.
And Twitter wouldn't be the place you go to.
Well, Justin was talking MMA. He tweeted, quote, "I want to challenge Tom Cruise to fight in the octagon."
Fight!
By the way, I'd pay to see it. "Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you will never live it down. Who's willing to put on the fight? Dana White?" Dana White is the boss of the UFC. Obviously, he'd probably kill to promote it. It seems like this has to be a joke, but Justin hasn't posted a follow-up tweet yet, so we don't know what's going on with that.
How sickeningly random that is. That is so weird. That's not like they run in the same circles.
Oh, yeah, but there is the Scientology versus, I guess, Christianity, whatever.
And Bieber is what?
What, are you promoting it already?
Well, no.
Scientology versus Christianity.
I would say that.
Representing Christianity, Justin Bieber.
The two extremes.
Baby brother.
Wow.
Cruise is known for Scientology.
He is.
And now Bieber has, you know, the worm's turn in his life where he's following the GOD.
I'm down with that. Drop a cruise down in a spaceship and have you know, Justin Bieber come in a rope. All right. A guy named Michael Atkins grew up in Denver, and his first full-time job was working at a janitor at a middle school on the east side of the city. He says he took a lot of pride in it, actually enjoyed the work, but he didn't want to be a janitor forever. Then he ran into his favorite teacher from second grade, and they managed to get him a job working as a teacher's aide. He loved it. Eventually, he becomes a teacher. And now, years later, he has worked his way all the way up to principal. He just got hired as the principal at an elementary school on the same side of town as the school where he worked as a custodian.
Wow, that's great.
He says his teachers didn't always treat him the same as other kids because he's black, so one of his goals is to create an environment where kids can really embrace diversity. And he thinks rising up through the ranks like he did gives him a unique perspective on education. You can say that again.
That's awesome.
I love that story. Great. Are you ready for counterpoint?
Yes, please.
Each family is unique in its own bizarre way. Here's a little something something okay. for you. When you're in a serious relationship, you have to learn how to deal with all the peculiarities and drama of someone else's family. However, some scenarios are more peculiar than others, as one woman's recent Mumsnet dilemma proves. Having discovered that her husband had shown his mum his penis and had asked for medical advice, she's now feeling a little bit odd about the entire thing. Mm. She wrote, quote, "I discovered yesterday that when when my husband got thrush in his nether regions due to being on antibiotics, he asked his mother to take a look at it for him to see what she thought it might be. He's 34 years old, and he's still showing his bits to his mom."
This
is obviously from the UK. Surely as a grown man with a wife, he shouldn't be asking his mother to look at these kind of things for him. Arguing that there has to be a cutoff age for these sort of things, she then reveals there's just no boundary. She even opens letters addressed to him that still go to her house, and it irritates me. He's a grown man with his own family. Now, I'm just glad she left the room before his mother took his temperature.
Oh, no.
There you go. Thank you.
Mom!
Yeah, I don't think you'd show your private area to your mom when you were, you know. Oscar might have a little counterpoint.
They have a medical background. Well, you get a shot.
It's cultural.
You know?
It's a cultural thing, yes. Let me see it. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Informed, intelligence, irreverence, political persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week is a special show. Mike says something nice about the president. He likes Trump's performance during his trip abroad, but I see deeper problems away from the Kleeglites. Plus, we talk tariffs and why Mike really, really, really doesn't like Elizabeth Warren. You won't want to miss his new description of her as an anthropomorphic insect on speed. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This just in from the TMOS Las Vegas show business headquarters. Here are a list of things that will not be happening at the TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular. To be clear, the following events have been canceled.
Right.
The Johnny the Intern Speech and Diction Seminar. An Evening with FDR, starring Artie Lang. Dollars to Donuts. Let Rob Spiewak turn wealth into obesity. The Trip Affleck Quilting Bee. Ted Bundy Puppet Show. Chernobyl, the musical. 45-minute sex Q&A with Pete Rose. Nothing Left to the Imagination. Barb and Chuck...
What?
Barb and Chuck Moody's Tag Team Striptease Workshop. And... Dirking Off.
Oh.
An adult evening with P1 Dirk Vastrin.
I wrote that before I knew about today's gift.
Wow.
Management regrets the inconvenience.
Wow. Well, Dirking Off is the name of it.
However, we can confirm that on November 16th, 2019, the TMOS crew will be in the Zappos corporate headquarters with the best show in Vegas. Night 2, all new. Tickets are on sale now at MikeO'MaraShow.com, but only while they last. So if you missed out on the first sold-out show, that's Friday night. We're doing another one on Saturday because you asked for it. This is your big chance, the TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular, brought to you by Zappos. Let's open up the Audio Vault for Monday, June 10, 2019, Rob Spiewak.
I know people talk a lot about, you know, the global warming and all the things that go on, and there's been obviously change in the weather.
Yes.
And places like Pennsylvania are getting getting tornadoes. They've never gotten tornadoes in the past in central Pennsylvania, and they're starting to happen. Now, do you still take most of your news from WNEP Channel 16?
I'm on their website right now.
Of course. And they have something, and I'm sure you know it, you call it all the time, the WNEP Talkback 16 line. Love or anyway, that. It's like their Yak Shack.
Oh, really?
But it's sober.
Okay.
Where people call in and they offer opinions, I guess.
Yes.
And a gentleman has decided he knows why there's tornadoes in Pennsylvania now. He solved the problem.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the kind of, you want to know why? When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
Oh my God.
Although at the end he said tornado, I prefer what he said up front.
Tornadoes.
Tornader.
Tornadoes. the idiocracy.
Yeah.
You know what? It really is. And every year, more and more people have firm, strong opinions with absolutely no basis in fact,
and
they
means
scream
it.
Them.
He
yes.
means it so bad.
They didn't have tornadoes here, and I'm an idiot, but I've got a loud mouth.
So if what he says is true, there's going to be a major tornado right near Pev's Paintball on Route 15 because they just put a rotary in, so watch out. Watch
all
out for tornadoes.
All those cars start spinning around. tornadoes. Thank you very much.
I remember, I know where I was when I first heard my first Bon Jovi record. For some reason, I remember I was in it was geometry class my sophomore year of high school. And I've always liked the song Living on a Prayer. I thought it's a great song. When I found this on YouTube, I found this fascinating. I didn't realize how much production went into that record. You can always find isolated tracks, and we featured them on the vault before. This guy mixed up different isolated tracks of Living on a Prayer while letting the song go. Listen to all the stuff that's going on in Living on a Prayer.
Once upon a time, not so long ago.
Great chords.
Tommy used to work on the docks.
This is just voice and synth.
He's down on his luck, it's tough. So tough.
Boy,
working
like
for a man, she brings home her bed for love. She says we gotta hold on. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. And that's a lot. We'll give it a shot.
The subtlety on the backup singing is amazing.
Yeah, but such a great use of multi-track recording.
Yes!
Like a textbook. And that, I don't know how they did the backup, whether they actually recorded it at a club, or
it sounds live, doesn't it?
Like such a live audience thing.
And I think that's one of the reasons why that record has such an electric feel
it. Oh, yeah.
But I listened back to that twice, and then listened to the record. A lot of people,
and then Richie Sambora with the Frampton guitar. You know,
so good. Yeah, it's so neat. But anyway, I love when I can bring stuff like that. And I thought that's next level stuff right there.
I love that stuff. That's fun.
All right. Let's say you're a hunter. You're Canadian. And you head into the woods to get to your hunting stand. You know those things that are mounted up on a tree?
Tree stand.
Yeah, a tree stand. And who's up in the tree stand but a 250-pound black bear? So what do you do? What will you do, as they used to
what
say
will
in, the,
you do?
In that commercial? Well, the polite Canadian asks the bear to get down, and he does. The video of this is on our Facebook page. But I love how polite he is. And the bear is looking at him like, oh, come on, man. But this is how he addresses 250-pound bear. Big guy.
Hey. That's my tree stand. Come on. There's not enough room. You need to get down. Come on. Get down. There you go. Thank you. You look just like me getting out of there. You need to get down. Thank you. Now go find Daddy. Go find Big Daddy. Get. Thank you.
Now, the thing about it that is so amazing.
I haven't used it
all.
Oh,
this week.
I've really been. Can you play that clip again?
Of course. Yeah, here's the play. Right. Hey,
that's my tree stand. Come on, there's not enough room. You need to get down. Come on, get down. There you go, thank you. You look just like me getting out of there. You need to get down. Thank you.
That was the first time I really, just once
today. Timing,
just
timing. Once today.
Because you're disciplined, and that's why. But the thing that is so great that made me watch that over and over again, a bear climbs down a ladder. That's fantastic to me.
I like that too.
All right. Celine Dion, after I think 16 years or something ridiculous, closed her residency in Vegas over the weekend. And at her last show, a gentleman, she watched a fan leave one of the really good seats to walk out. And when he came back, he obviously had gone to the bathroom. When he came back, she said that she held the show for him. Because he was in the bathroom.
That's fine.
I'm no great, great fan of her music, but she does have a nice sense of humor.
He's almost done. Is it you? Come over here. You went to the bathroom. Now you feel better. I love you too, but I'm not going to shake your hand. Not that I don't trust you. But let's do this, just in case. I trust you so much.
So I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah,
and long residency. That'll change. I wonder who they're going to put in the theater after her.
Because not Britney.
No, it'll change the complexion of the strip because that was a big show for a long time. Let us close this, Mike. Amazingly, the most amazing thing about this tape is it's not from Florida. It's from New York. Okay. A gentleman stole a car, fled police, got out of the car, and they couldn't find him until he turned up naked in the county historian's chicken coop. He was naked in the county historian's chicken coop, and that's where they found
him. Not the county historian.
Yes, and so this is the county historian commenting on finding him.
I walked over to the side window, and I look out, and the guy's in my chicken coop. And he's totally naked. He's covered with mud, and he's chasing my chickens. He did end up getting one of the chickens. Never found, we searched around. We found a trail of feathers, actually, leading from my chicken coop over to the neighbor's, and then on down the hill. So, you know, we're assuming that he killed the chicken, but we just haven't been able to find that.
The police have not determined the cause of death for the chicken, but they have not ruled out choking.
That seems so strange.
That is your magic audio ball. Have a good Monday, everybody.
Choked it.
He was naked, you see.
Yes.
I'd be afraid. The guy's still
afraid.
Lingering around.
What's
you
he
know?
Doing?
And I'm not sure that was mud that he was covered with.
Yes.
Chicken ass. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's gross. That's it. Thank you all very much for tuning in. Another one in the can. Tickets still on sale for our Las Vegas style show. It's not style. It's in Las
it's
Vegas.
It's a show.
And a live show. It's a Las Vegas show.
Yes, it is.
We're sold out on Friday. We are still selling tickets for Saturday night. We'd love to see you there. You want to come to both? You want to come in on a Saturday night instead of a Friday night? We got tickets for you because we are selling both Saturday and we've already sold out Friday. Yes, yes, Rob Spiegel.
And also, I have to say my most sincere thanks to the fan club. You guys blew me
so
out of the
sweet.
Water today, and with the utmost sincerity, you destroyed me. Thank you so much. It means the world.
For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Tornadoed.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
As we can all see, it's a lovely day, which would seem to indicate that the night is over.
I warned you not to go too far.
I'm just beginning.
And love, true love, will follow you forever.